This is probably the most frustrating game I've ever played in. I approached it like it was a playoff game.
Why so frustrated?
Because we lost. Frustrated because we lost. I think everybody need to look at themselves first. I'm going to go back and watch film on myself and see what I'm doing wrong, what I changed from last year. How can I, you know, help move the ball down the field, get the ball. So I'm going to look at myself first and starting with film from last year and seeing if I changed anything, if my routes aren't the same, if I'm not catching the ball as well. So I'm going to start there.
Looked like the frustration boiled over for you when Noshon fumbled that ball to goal line.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Those are plays that that kind of, you know, kills drives, and you know, we just gotta punch it in next time.
What did you say to him?
What I say to him? I said we gotta pick it up.
How much of a difference maker was Kyle Orton? He comes in the game immediately, gets off big pass to you, big pass to Gaffney, and the chains are moving.
I mean, Kyle, he's very intelligent. He's really talented, and he's our quarterback. So it's going to be different when there's different guys in there. It's just a different feel.
Brandon, what makes this loss more frustrating is because of more of what you guys did to yourselves rather than what they did to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we lost. We beat ourselves today.
If you looked at this as a playoff game, what situation are you in now?
I don't know. I'm not one of those guys that really knows the whole, you know, scenario thing. So I don't know, but I know it wasn't good. We had a chance to be first in the division, and we didn't get that done today.
You regret what you said to Noshon and what happened on the sidelines?
I don't regret anything. This was a playoff game. Guys, if there were guys on the sideline that wasn't angry, who weren't didn't have a lot of emotion, then they need to look themselves in the mirror. This is a game where you got to have it, you know, and you can't. None of us can't make any terrible plays.
Was he upset with you?
Was he upset with me? Noshon is a competitor. That's what makes him good. Noshon, he fights and he never gives up. So that's the type of guy you want on your team with that type of attitude. I can take him in my foxhole anytime.
How would you react if someone spoke to you on the field after fumble?
Well, it depends. When I was a rookie, I put my head down and went to the sideline. And, you know, and I still do that. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But, you know, that one play didn't kill us, you know. We killed ourselves a bunch of plays.
You surprised that Chris got the hook relatively quickly?
I mean, like I said, it's not all on Chris. It wasn't all on one guy. It wasn't just one play. You know, we all made mistakes out there.
Is it crazy to you that you could beat this team decisively at their place not that long ago and then have this happen?
No, not at all. This is the National Football League, you know, any given Sunday.
Brandon, how good is it just to maybe play on Thursday and forget about this game? Is it a good thing just to get out?
Oh, that's a great feeling to have a short turnaround and be able to have another game on Thursday. You know, we've dropped four in a row, and hopefully we can bounce back sometime soon.
In your mind, the biggest problem with this offense right now?
You know, we've been struggling for a couple of weeks now, and I don't know. I don't know, but one thing I do know is that I don't know.
What's it going to take to turn this team around?
I don't know. Not sure at all.
Will you speak to your teammates? Because you're taking a leadership role here today. Will you speak out this week and talk to them?
No, I won't. I'm just going to go out there and do what I do every week and prepare the way I always prepare. We have a lot of high-character guys in this locker room, a lot of leadership. So I think we'll be all right.
Why do you think that some of your teammates didn't care today as much as you did?
No, not. I mean, we got six games left or something.
No, I mean today. Did you?
We have six. We have six games left. No, we don't have that going on in our locker room. Everybody cared and everybody were hurt, you know. But no, we didn't get this one.
I know Sean's fumble. It looked like Hochstein's knee.
I don't know. I didn't see the play yet.
Would that make any difference in the way you feel?
I'm not sure. I didn't see the play. I mean, no, Sean, is that single play didn't beat us. I mean, I don't know what you're trying to accomplish here, but it's not No Sean's fault. It's not one guy's fault. You know, we lost as a team. You know, but if I drop a ball, if I make a huge mistake, I expect guys to get on me. You know, but you got to know how to approach every guy. You know, it's different for each guy. And maybe I handle it wrong, but we'll see.
Kyle showed some guts today, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, man. Hats off to Kyle. He's a tough guy. And, wow, he got us going. And he's special.